After a year back on the job, Sean McCoy is ready to throw his hat in the race for another 4 on Longmont City Council. McCoy was elected last November to the at-large seat for City Council that was left open after Joan Peck abdicated for her position as mayor in 2021. However, this past year was not McCoy's first time serving council. He represented Longmont's Ward 3 from 2007 to 2011. I feel like there's still some things that I could do to support my community and help guide it in the direction that I think many of Longmont's residents would like it to be guided, he said. I feel that I still have a lot to contribute and have a lot of experience and background as well that make me a good candidate for that. Having taught for over 25 years and serving on several different boards and committees, McCoy believes he has a good understanding of the myriad of topics that are important to Longmont residents. One such topic is the city's growth and the impact it has on Longmont's water, education and transportation services. There's this idea that somehow we can grow our ways out of our problems here, and it's not possible, he said. Quote, dot, dot, dot. We want to be able to provide the proper amount of services to our community members. He raised his concerns with some Longmont developments being proposed, specifically Somerset Village on the Kanemoto Estates easement and the Bone Farm development. While there are many issues he wants to prioritize if re-elected, McCoy said homelessness would be one of his main concerns. I think we have to hammer out how we're going to support our community members that are having difficulties in life, the unhoused, he said. I think a lot of people want to address that and I think I am happy to support what we can do to make things happen, to get people housed and to support them in their endeavors. Other issues he wants to look at include the issue around a possible regional minimum wage and work to improve composting and waste reduction efforts. McCoy is the only candidate running for the at-large seat so far, according to the Longmont City Clerk. Other seats up for election this November include Ward I, with 2 candidates already in the running, Ward 3 with incumbent Susie Hidalgo Faring running and mayor, with no candidates yet listed as running for the position. Candidates will not be considered certified candidates until they have completed the nomination process, which includes collecting enough signatures during the petition process in August.